This recording will be for the Emory County School Board regular meeting on July 18th, 2007 at the district offices starting at 7 p.m.
Our baby weighs 2 pounds.
Oh, I was going to ask you that, how the baby is now.
Yes, we've got 1 pound, 1 gram.
Is she doing better? Is she doing okay?
Now, whose baby was this?
All things considered,
she weighs 2 pounds now.
She weighs 2 pounds now. So I'm just you now.
So which hospital is she in?
Yeah, she's at Eagle Valley.
They got a good meal on there.
They do.
Oh boy.
Okay, well, let's begin. We welcome you here. We are convened with what we need to see through where from our board meeting tonight. The rest of the board members are present. We have our business administrator, Jared Black, and our superintendent, Kirk Fitchard. And we will begin by having the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Now, the snow, we have to take the eagle off from it.
Yeah.
To get it in here.
Oh. Thanks for getting that. That's great. Okay, well, we'll go right into our agenda tonight. We have the retaining wall at Buckcliff Elementary. We have the presentation for that.
Sorry? Yes, time is for that.
Oh, good. Good.
We put this as an information item just to, we wanted to get your feel for the situation that's come up, and Leroy's also here to help talk about it. I drew a little bit of a map.
A little bit of a tan with that.
Hopefully this makes it a little bit easier. Green River City has approached us about participating in a project that they're doing. There's a new building going in. Roy, is it a senior
center?
Center,
yeah.
Okay.
Building.
To the north of Buckcliff Elementary, you can see on the map here. And this road in between the two buildings is currently, it's just a small road. They haven't paved the full width of the road or anything. And with the new building going in, I believe they have plans to widen the road to its full width. And the way the elementary is currently set up, the dashed line on the paper here is kind of where our fence is. In other words, our fence encroaches on city property. And so when they widen the road, we'll probably, at a minimum, have to move our fence back to the actual property line. So far, are we okay?
But the fencing line is going to have to be changed too, because it's actually in the lawn after that fence.
So what the city has approached us about is when they do this road widening, they would like to, from what I understand, put in curb and gutter and sidewalk on the edge of the road, and have asked if the school district would be willing to put a retaining wall at the edge of the road. The reason for this is that the road is, I don't know, 3 or 4 feet above the level of the grass below it. So the edge of the road would actually drop off down to the grass below. And so they want a retaining wall there in order to put the sidewalk on the edge and so forth. And have asked if the school district would be interested or willing to pay for this retaining wall. That's the discussion so far. We just wanted to get your basic feeling for this, if you would like us to pursue conversations or anything further on this.
We can't see any real advantage to the school district to do that.
Yeah.
That's just our, you know, what I'm thinking. But certainly if you have any other thoughts on it, then
I think, I mean, the curb gut and sidewalk's going to be on this side. They're going to put it on where the new senior center is going to be anyway. I don't see an advantage to having curb gut and sidewalk on the school side. That road is rarely used. It'll be used more as a senior center, right? But for children walking there, I don't think there's ever been a kid walking down that road ever.
Well, this is where our bus unloading loading zone
right.
is now, and it was in the front, and we put it on this side, and we actually made an area for that, and put in a sidewalk from there to the school, and would still, hopefully, we would still be able to load and unload buses there, but that's going to mean some fill that we're going to have to put in there anyway.
You would probably have to move
to
it.
Maintain that. I don't see any real advantage to the school district to put a retaining wall in there. If there were some advantage for it, I could understand that, but I don't see any advantage to it for the school district. No.
Engineer's estimate, they talked about putting in paper block there like they've done over in San. Engineer's estimate to do the project down there would be about $55,000. Mm. 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 Engineer's estimate is about $37,000.
That's
to rebuild the fence and also to move the sprinkler line. It's included in that. So that we would have to move the sprinkler line and we would have to reinstall the fence after it's completed if it's down.
So my understanding is that even, I mean, if down the road 10 years from now we decided to put this in, we could still do it, right? It's not something we have to do right now, or it's not going to be able to be done.
Yeah, well, it could be done later on, but they're asking if, in the meeting I had with them down there, they're asking if they would like it done now, so let's appeal down along by the Senior Citizen Center.
Well, that
the power supply company is there at the same time, and their power poles is actually out in the evening.
Where
they should be back actually in our easement. So they're asking them to move their power poles. So if they have to move the power poles, we're going to move them over to where the property line is now rather than out on city property where it is. So they're going to, if they do that, they're going to put the power line set down the middle of our lawn. So there's quite a situation.
Well, what benefit would it have to students is beyond me. I don't think that's going to help.
Well, you see, there's no action on it for you. It's just information.
Okay.
But if there was some, I think what Jared and Leo are looking for, some direction on discussion with the city as they approach, that if there's really no interest in it, then the discussion doesn't need to go any further.
I think our money would be better suited to help students somewhere rather than to beautify that area.
It would almost be less expensive to haul in fill dirt and level it out from the street in and plant new grass. To be honest with you.
That probably would.
Yeah, level it up with the tools
and plant new grass and put them to do what they're like.
Yeah, that would be a better solution.
You could haul in fill dirt. And even if the fill dirt sloped down in and then you had a drainage through the lawn down, you know, it'd be less expensive than building the canyon.
Boy, it's worse. Anywhere up here, the retaining wall is needed, but anything like that for curb and gutter and sidewalks is either paid for by the special service district, the city, or the town.
Right.
And now, down there, they're asking us to participate as a school district.
Well, I think they vote, they're not in the special service, are they? No, we're not.
No, they're not. But they're still, it's the county that's putting that. That building down there, the county's putting all the expense of that. If they needed that retaining wall, they could also include that in the bid of the building.
Right.
As an expense to that building. Yeah. The road project, one or the other.
Well, you can. I think we all feel the same way. You can pass that on and get them to be aware of that.
Thank you.
Okay, we have the consent items, the warrants, the minutes, and the financial reports for June. Do we have any discussions or any questions that haven't been cleared up? Or?
I had a question. I'm sorry, I wasn't sure I had called. There was did Ken Merrill do the food for the... Okay, yeah. That's what that warrant was for. That was my only question. And I moved that we accept them.
Okay.
I'll second that.
All in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, we have the Castle Valley Pageant rental of school buses. Something is done.
They haven't come with a specific request right now, but the pageant is before your next board meeting. So I put it on the agenda, basically the same rules and regulations we have done in the past, but it needs to be approved by the board.
Well, I would make a motion that we rent the buses to them as we have done in the past.
Mm-hmm. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Okay, considerations of Perkins plan, Mr. Clark?
This is the first time that I've been required by the state and fed to present this plan to the school board. Carl Perkins is our federal vocational dollars, and the plan has changed and evolved, and it's gone from about a 5-page grant application to 17 plus about 8 pages of addendums here. So anyway, it's quite time consuming now to complete this because there's a lot of last 5 or 6 pages or information that we have been gathering from year to year since 2001 on everything from the number of concentrators in a program to the completers in a program to the number of high school graduates to the number of non-traditional students in a program, you know, girls in an auto class or boys in a home ec class, those are non-traditional. So we've been gathering this information, and we use it now to fill out our Perkins plan. And now part of the plan this year, on page 11, so we've gone from number 1 to 17, from 11 to 17, is section 04 assurances that says that you must provide a signed assurance that the LEA is making the plan eligible to receive the federal funding. And then number 2 there, the agency that submits the plan has adopted or otherwise formally approved the plan. So I'm here to get a formal approval of this person's plan. Now, I don't think you want me to go through every page of the plan.
No, thank you. Are there any changes from what we've been doing in the past? Any significant changes?
Well, yes, there is a couple of changes. In the past, the Perkins money, we did it, we budgeted for leadership and development activities, send teachers to summer conferences to get their updates every year, give them some stipends, and do a little bit of travel, a little bit of equipment. But probably 80% goes into equipment in the programs itself, as far as, you know, our new planes or lasers or sewing machines, things like that. Goes to equipment. Now, the one big change with Carl Perkins, and this Carl Perkins was just legally authorized. This is Carl Perkins 4 now. And it requires that if we have an area of deficiency, such as our biggest area of deficiency is number of non-traditional students in the program. I'm supposed to take that money, we're supposed to take that money, and try and put it to use to recruit students into those non-traditional programs. Money's still going into the prison. We're doing everything we can to recruit them. It's just that we live in an area where the majority of the parents don't want their daughters taken out of money. Or it's a cultural thing. And but the federal government here don't understand that. It's in Utah, and I think Utah is the most places. We have great programs. I think you know that. You've been out and seen them. What we're doing, the money's going to the right places. There is a budget page in there, page 18. Just a breakdown of money going into salaries is things for the professional leadership development, the stipends for the summer conferences, those types of things. In-state travel, out-of-state travel. The out-of-state travel, in December this year, there's a national career technical education association conference in Las Vegas. And I will be coming at a later date to seek approval to take some teachers to that. It's the NASA, it's a big conference. They $1,000 to supply the materials, and then we had $169 indirect cost rate, the indirect cost, and then $27,514 is actually going into the equipment and the program. So, enjoy the money. So, unless there's any real specific questions, I would just ask that we need, what I need to have is a copy of the board minutes saying that this plan is presented and approved. And I'd like to see you approve it.
Okay. Any questions or any concerns?
I move that we accept the plan as presented.
I'll second that.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Thanks.
Thank you.
Appreciate that.
You need some good nighttime reading.
Thank you for not going
through
that.
Yeah, we appreciate that. Approval of negotiated items with the Emory Education Association.
Okay, I believe this is your salmon colored paper.
That was nice.
Salmon, is this what you call it?
Yeah, that's salmon.
Is that in the Education Association?
Mm-hmm.
Mine isn't colored, so I want to make sure I get it right.
I went over it. Okay, so I'll keep up in here.
Yes, I see it, Roy. Right at the bottom of your stack. And I missed that.
Hello,
already
Roy.
Won, so.
We've finished our negotiations meetings with both of our associations. And wanted to present the items that we had discussed for approval, and appreciate him being here for this. With the Emory Education Association, these are the items that we've discussed. The first is that to approve the legislative educator salary adjustment, that the district would fund whatever amount of funding we get from the legislature, which is currently $2,000 per FTE. And may jump to $2,500 if that extra funding is given in January. So what we've done is actually make two salary schedules. We want to be approved for the one that has a $2,000 increase, but if the funding is given, if you go to $2,500, we would switch to that salary schedule.
Okay.
And make the adjustment in educator salaries. The second item is a 1% cost of living adjustment across the educator salary schedule. The third item is to index the top three steps up to 3 index points. And would you like further explanation on that?
No, I think okay. There's been a negotiation since right. Pretty where it's at.
Okay, and then the fourth item is to implement a different mileage reimbursement for the district. We currently reimburse at 30 cents. A mile, and we would like to propose a 40-cent rate as the standard reimbursement rate. This is exactly, we did a survey with all the districts in the state, and it's exactly what the average was. But also a 20-cent rate if an employee could have taken a district vehicle but chose to take their own. And with this type of a program, we would implement with a program with Roger and the bus garage so that they would basically okay if somebody's checked with them. The mileage rate is actually part of our travel policy right now. What we'd be seeking tonight is approval of this new rate system, and in a future meeting we'd be looking at revising our travel policy to reflect that. So,
okay.
And then fifth, we don't have anything on this tonight, but we discussed that we'll be working on adding a definition for insubordination to our orderly termination policy.
Currently, that definition still needs to be added to the definitions of that policy, but basically, I think we've agreed on right now willful disobedience by a district employee of a district or school policy or a reasonable request or directive of a supervisor.
Okay.
That's where we're at right now. Kim, is that correct?
Sounds good.
Thanks. With all these points that we've talked about, the this number also includes the health insurance increase.
Mm-hmm.
The total compensation increase on average would be a 9.2% increase for the Emory Education Association. And then if they were to end up receiving the full 2,500, it would be 10.6% total compensation increase. This does fit within the budget that we've approved for the upcoming year, and I would recommend and seek a motion to approve these items.
I would make a motion that we approve it as you have presented it to us.
Second that.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Thanks to those that were on that committee. You said working through that. And let's go to the classified.
Okay. And this is the green. Blue.
Blue. Okay, good. Okay, blue.
I wrote wrong on my little key here. Okay. Now, the points that we've discussed with the Classified Employees Association are to fund a 6% cost of living adjustment. The negotiations this year were substantially different because of the legislative money that was given. But we would recommend a 6% cost of living adjustment to continue to fund the Summit Care, which is our current level of health insurance, to continue to fund step increases, and then similar to what we did with certified, to index the top 4 steps to 3 index points. We've also discussed and we'll be creating an employee recognition program. The program's already in place. What we're doing here is actually just getting the word out a little bit more. We're putting the forms where employees can be formally recognized for performance. We're putting those online so that people can access them easier. We also will hold trainings and programs to educate our employees on retirement issues, to have URS come down and do some seminars, and also with our new policy that we approved at our last meeting, the longevity benefit, to go around and hold education seminars on that new policy. Also encouraging our classified employees to attend Opening Institute and the Benefits Fair, which will be on August 20th, and to continue to work with insurance issues through the Insurance Committee, and that is an active committee. We've been meeting regularly. And to continue to work with the Classified Association regarding insurance options, and to make other options available as soon as possible through the 08 and 09 fiscal year. So one of the things that we'll be looking at in the Insurance Committee. And the total compensation average for this recommended package would be a 9.7% total compensation increase. Okay. Are there any questions on this?
I think so.
And I would like to make a motion that we accept those. I know our negotiations with classifieds have been very amenable and very productive, I thought.
They were very appreciative of what they were. We've got great
I'll
employees.
Second that.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Okay, we need the approval of the 2007-08 fee schedule.
Yeah, I sent that to you,
yeah.
And there's no changes.
Okay.
So this year does need approval.
I had one question. There's a locker fee for the junior high on there, Bill?
Oh, physical education.
Oh, it was just a locker fee.
So we need a motion to approve the fee schedule. That's an annual approval.
I'll make a motion that we approve it.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Okay, we have the USDA delegate assembly.
Yeah, we just need, we don't have to have, but we each board is asked to have one delegate, one representative on the delegate assembly. That is August 11th at the USDA offices. It's actually the night of the 10th. There's a pre-delegate dinner. And usually they have a legislator or someone speak, and then on Saturday the 11th is the delegate assembly. So that has to be, you know, you have to appoint a member of your board to be a delegate. If you have none that can go, then they can fill it with other districts, but you are allowed one member. So if you have someone who can go, I will be there, but I can't vote.
Anybody that's interested in that? I don't mind going if I have an alternate. I've got a few things that are kind of in crisis mode in my life, but I don't mind if I could have a backup of somebody that...
Well, I went last year, but...
Would you like to go this year?
No, that's why I had my turn last
year. Okay. You're saying, I don't want to take that opportunity away.
You're stimulating
stuff. Yeah,
really.
Everybody's jumping on it.
It's the legislative program for USDA, so...
Well, I'll...
And it's okay if you... Okay, we'll put your name down.
Okay.
Put it down. If there's an emergency, give me a call.
All right. Thanks.
I don't think that has to be by motion, but...
Okay.
It needs to be.
All right.
Yeah, I'll give you a call if there's a...
We have a few policy
revisions. Yeah, I'll let Jared go through those with you.
These are your yellow papers.
We've discussed these before for a number of years. But.
To attach to the back of the superintendent's initial report.
There's actually a revision of policy, and then it's actually a new rules that go with that policy.
Oh, here's some yellow ones. I'm fine. We could.
Probably.
I thought it was great to have the little fact sheet at the end. That app answered a lot of questions.
Yeah, I just have one question on the policy says that if you opt out, it continues from year to year. Will they still receive, will the employees still receive some kind of a notification that the open enrollment period, so they have a reminder if they want to opt out that it has to be done by September 20th, was it?
We can do that.
That'd be really helpful thing.
Otherwise,
you
that
could lose
slip
track.
By and have them not remember.
Yeah, and probably what we ought to do is just send out a payroll structure in the middle of August that says, our opening enrollment period is off September 20th, and these are
the
programs.
If you want to change the status,
and
you notify them before.
PHP usually does. I mean, most PHP plans do that already. I know that they do that for us. They announce when the open enrollment is.
Yeah.
And I don't know if that's enough.
It's right after school
time.
Yeah.
People
are
invited. It wouldn't
hurt to have another reminder. We can send out a notice, and honestly, I don't think this is a program we would have
No. Right.
Just
let them know when it happens.
So we'll see if they can do that.
What did you
go to? Just said I need to leave for a minute.
I think it's really good.
Can we go over anything like
opening? Anything? Yeah, probably could do that. Let's do that.
Well,
it
still requires a vote.
So we have three of us here.
You have to have unanimous. It has to be three.
Okay. If it's not, we'll grab him in. Go ahead with
that.
Okay.
What I need is when we went to close the student bill house and sign the papers to sell it, they need authorization from the school board for me to sign those papers to close the house. So I just need a motion and authorization for me to do that.
That's an easy one.
So moved. I'll second it. All in favor?
Who bought the house?
I'm sorry.
Who did buy the house?
Brody and Anya Leroy.
Leroy. Anya's house?
Oh.
And
how much did it sell for?
$125.
Rhonda Leroy.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think of her husband.
That's Drew's son?
No. Drew's brother.
Or Drew's
Kelly. Kelly. Yeah.
Rhonda. There we go.
Wasn't coming.
We got a motion.
And I second it. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? And that's three board members are here. Roy has stepped out. Okay. Let's see.
Just some information, and I think probably Jared was going to bring this up, and Leroy also, but we do have final inspection on the Green River High gym tomorrow at 1.
Oh.
Yes. I'm sure if any of you would like to be there, Roy will be there, I think. I don't know if
Anyone else? JJ would need to bounce.
Are we planning on maybe going?
Well, this is, we talked a little bit about not having anything real formal, but my suggestion is that if Greener High School has a back-to-school night, that first 2 weeks of school, that we just open it up at that time during the back-to-school night.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe have some refreshments and just open up, let people walk through and look, and
we
could be there to answer any questions.
That's a good idea.
But I'm not sure what Greener High has planned, but we'll check on it and see.
That'll give us time to get the parking lot now.
I'm assuming if they do, it'll be that second week of school that they would have a back to school.
That's
because
a good idea.
They only have 3 days of school that first week. So we'll follow through and JJ will follow through and check on that.
I will do that.
Can we do a group of administrative outreach agreement?
It should be the.
Is that the
green?
It's the green.
Yeah.
And it talks about the
Yes.
Okay.
And
Jordan
just laid that.
Okay.
This is a program where the district receives some money back for providing education services to Medicaid eligible students.
Right.
And Jordan School District is the fiscal agent for the whole
okay.
state. So they handle all the money and then send us our allotment, which is why they're a big part of this agreement. This is just essentially a renewal of the agreement, but I did want to get approval of the board for it. It's a 4-year commitment to the program. The fees that we pay to the people that process these for us would taper down from 11% the first year to 8% the fourth year. It's a program that it's been a little bit tedious in the past, but we're getting it automated to where the workload from our end is going to be a lot less,
mm-hmm.
hopefully. If Doug can work some magic for us.
Well, basically it requires time study of our personnel and how much time they spend on child find and also in IEPs and those things for those kids, and then Medicaid reimburses for that time. Right now we don't get anything for the actual service itself, but for the preliminary kinds of activities, and it brings in a good, quite a share of money.
Okay.
And we've had to have about 60 employees document their time for this. What they're moving to is called a random moment survey, where they'll just pick a time like 3:30 in the afternoon on such and such day, and they'll randomly select 4 or 5 employees from the district, and they'll have to log on to the internet and just say what they were doing at that point in time. So the paperwork will be a lot less.
Okay. That's great.
So we need an
approval of that?
A motion
for
to
that.
Approve
okay.
this agreement and authorize me to sign the agreement on behalf
okay.
of the
district.
Okay. So
moved.
I'll second it.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, let's go back to where are we?
Number 8.
Oh, yeah, policy action. I thought we did that. We're on the fringe benefits one first.
Okay, and Roy, this is the yellow paper in your packet. We met as an insurance committee, and something we've been discussing off and on since I started was to, and I think before that it's been discussed also, but to implement a waiver option for our health insurance. Our employees who didn't necessarily need the insurance because they have other coverage could waive the insurance and receive some sort of a compensation for waiving it that would make it worth it to them. So we met as an insurance committee, and what we've written up here is a unanimous recommendation from the committee. The actual policy change is very small. It's part of the staff fringe benefits policy. You can see it's just those underlined portions there that the district would allow qualifying full-time employees to waive health insurance, and such employees would receive a stipend in lieu of insurance, and details of this will be available under a rule. And then we wrote the entire rule, which is the second page. We also included kind of reoccupational FAQs. And if approved, we'd hand out these FAQs and everything else to our employees so that they understood the program. We think that it wouldn't be very difficult to administer something like this, but the basis of the program is to offer 50% of what the employee would be eligible to receive as a premium if they were choosing health insurance. We also chose to recommend limiting this to full-time employees. We do have some part-time that take health insurance, but as we discussed it as a committee, there are so many difficulties and things that are unfair.
Right.
Between the part-time employees, if we were to offer it part-time, so that would be a recommendation. Is there any other questions about the program or how it would work? If approved, we would move to implement the program for the start of the school year, so it would be available immediately for employees.
So will you send a letter out then?
All
employees
explaining?
Yeah.
We
will.
I think
I do too. Really
well.
Yeah. That's a lot of work.
Okay.
Is there a motion for that?
I'll make a motion for that.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay. Approval of new rule.
One thing on this though, before I forget, new policy, we need to have Peggy make those adjustments in the official policy and print those.
This is revision and approval of the new rule, right?
Yeah, that was revision of that policy, okay. And then approval of the rules to go with that, because we didn't have rules with that policy before.
Okay, that was what that motion was.
But we'll have a different copy to go.
Yeah, we'll have a different copy for your policy manual.
Okay, we have some personnel action.
We do. Now, that's on my report, and of course I have all of the action items that I had here, and some of them are listed specifically on the agenda as action items, but the names for approval are on this report that I gave you, and of course, and one of those is actually a letter of resignation. We just yesterday received notice, and today I received a letter of resignation from Susan Wild, a family and consumer science teacher at the high school. She's accepted a position at North Summit High School, I believe. So I need you to accept that letter of resignation.
I move that we accept it.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed?
Then I have the following names. Marcy Thane, the Title I coordinator for Book Cliff Elementary School at half a day. J.R. Jones has been doing special ed and at half a day, but we're expanding his role a little bit with Junior High with our person coming on to do special ed there. And so we're replacing, it's a half-day position, and Marcy Thane is a certified teacher, but she's coming in as a Title I teacher, Title I coordinator at Book Cliff Elementary, half-day.
Yes.
Jane Williams, to teach English at Green River High School.
Where is she coming from?
Florida. She actually has acquaintances in Green River, but
okay.
Josh White to teach math at Emory High School. This is Al White's son.
He has the
level 4.
He does.
He's
good.
Just finishing at BYU. He still acts as student teaching, but he will be doing an internship with us.
We hope.
We're still in negotiations with BYU on that.
Great.
But he has level 4 math.
Exciting.
Heather Parsons for Family and Consumer Science at Green River High School. This is Greg's new wife. This is kind of an emergency with Susan resigning. Heather has the endorsements, has the license, maybe only for a 1 year, but we're within 5 weeks of school starting, so we're moving ahead there. Jamie Anderson, Education Assistant, Farron Elementary Special Ed. These are replacements for people that are retired or that are leaving us. Shauna Carroll, Library Education Assistant, Farron Elementary, 3 hours. Heidi Lemon, to be our Tobacco Prevention Grant Coordinator. This is the one that Carrie Alton had. And Kareem Merrill.
Yeah.
Educational assistant, this is the replacement of an educational assistant we have. This is for a special needs student at Cleveland Elementary, 3 hours a day. Who is she replacing again?
Kimberly Allred, mm-hmm. Okay. Who's been, she transferred to the WS Computer
Okay.
So, how many hours is Kimberly?
Kimberly's three. And she replaced Jesse Moore, who decided
that would be transferred, not an imposition.
Okay. Just a domino effect.
Okay. Great.
So I'm recommending those new hires for the school district system.
Okay.
I move that we approve them.
All in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed?
And we're feeling pretty good about staffing right now. You know, we've had some concerns, but we're really feeling good. Particularly
we're pretty much up to date.
Well, we're still working on a few.
We're
pretty well staffed on the secondary level. We did. I'll update you on a couple of things in just a second.
Okay.
But you know, Mr. Johnson at Greener High is really feeling good.
Yeah.
His attitude is really positive right now. He's feeling good about the people that he's hired that we put in there. So you know, I'm looking for some real good things down there.
Good.
It's been way down.
Really high. Sure. If they can all find housing, it's like the best.
Okay.
Yeah, okay.
Are we on to 13 now?
Can I just bring an update on staffing while we're there?
Okay.
Since we're talking about staffing.
Sure.
We still are looking for, we're advertising for 2 elementary teachers. Huntington Elementary, actually we're transferring Colette Clement from Huntington Elementary to Canyon Junior High to teach English. She requested that transfer, and so she'll be moving there. So we are looking for a teacher at Huntington. We're also adding a teacher at Farron Elementary because of their enrollment growth, believe it or not. And this is the one I talked to you about before, where they have 36 kids now in that fifth grade over there.
Where
was that? In Farron.
Okay.
And that's down on general information that I have down there. We're also advertising for a bus driver for Castle Valley Center, Bill Jensen's retirement. Carbon School District, we have tentative approval that they will hire this person as a teaching assistant there also. So we're advertising for both bus driver, teaching assistant, 6 hours at Castle Valley Center. They will pay for the teaching assistant, but that allows the person to drive the bus over, stay, and then bring it home. We're hoping that will work. So that's some things we're still working on with staffing. And there may be still a couple more educational assistant positions. I'm not sure yet. This has been quite a year for retirement, and so we're still working through it all. So
I might want to mention Joy Lynn.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Joy Lynn has been diagnosed with leukemia.
Oh.
She is right now, I think, undergoing chemotherapy, and then we'll have to have bone marrow transplant. Right now, we don't anticipate her returning to work until probably about January. So we're working on staffing situation for that. But
she's had it rough.
She's just finished a bout with cancer not too long ago, and now she's
got leukemia.
Okay.
I think we're on 13, right? Consideration of classification study results.
Oh, good.
Does it need to be outreach agreement?
Yes.
Okay. A few months ago, the board had requested to make a rotation for classifying and looking at our
That looks great. Done a lot of work on that.
We have done some work and chose a few positions to look at this year and over the course of the next. I think we can probably rotate every 4 years so that all of our positions are classified every 4 years. The positions that we looked at this year are all of our secretarial positions, our business office positions, and our computer and technology positions. The cover page here is an updated list of all of these positions. The only change on that would be the very bottom position is written copy machine technician. We'd probably like to call that audio visual technician. and that's all for the cover page. Then I wanted to review the salary survey results, and then further on would like to recommend approval of the job description that we've written up. Before we get to that time, there are some personnel issues that I want to discuss in closed meeting before we make a motion on them.
Okay.
But to review the classification results, we looked at our three secretarial positions that we have employees working in right now, Secretary 1, 2, and 3. And as you can see from looking at the averages compared to what we pay, all these positions are comparable or above average for secretarial positions. I want to add, with all of these, as I survey the district, nothing is really apples to apples. Everyone sets up their positions in a different way, and you know, duties are different. Some secretaries do some of this and some of that, and so this is the best way I could put together the information. You'll see some districts that don't have a comparable position, so they're blacked out, which is why I did that. But I tried to survey the 10 or 12 districts plus the state of Utah, the districts that were closest to us in terms of enrollment and such. So that was the result for those positions. With our accounts payable position, you can see that it's also salary survey-wise just above the average for the district, consistent with what the secretaries were at, as well as our payroll specialist position, which is above average. And then with our technology position, which is on the third page, these positions, and again, I better add in this part, every district does their technology a little bit differently, so I was real careful here to compare positions that had similar job duties to what our electronics technicians do. And you can see that our average is below, or our wage for electronics technicians is below what the average is.
That's the computer, electronic computer, maybe. Does that include the audio visual?
Correct. Below what the averages are. So that's the result of the salary survey. Are there any questions about the survey, how it was done, anything like that?
I have a question with the accountant. Did we go over that? That seems lower than the average. Is that, I'm looking at the 2,800?
Well, we don't have an accountant.
Right? Oh, okay.
As far as
a
separate position, but we do have an employee who does most of the accounting. That
and that's what okay.
We wanted you to know what accountants make out there, but we really don't have that position.
We don't have a position at this point. But the information is there, so we can see it. Also, all of these wages, since we're kind of in between years, these were all taken from 06-07. Not everyone has finished negotiations and didn't have an updated salary schedule, so it's based on those numbers. I'm happy to answer any questions. Like I said, there's a couple personnel issues that I want to discuss in the court session before there's any formal motion and approval on the job description.
It looks like a lot of work.
It does look like a lot of work. And
this is
very
needed.
Very much needed. Just to look at some of these things. Have the associations looked at these? And
I handed job descriptions out to
the
employees that are in the
position.
Doug and Wayne gave me some good feedback on theirs, for example.
Okay.
So, but I haven't passed these out in the CC at this point. All of these positions are classified.
Classified,
so.
Okay.
There was nothing in the school secretary's nose-wiping and putting
list their duties, and almost every single one of them put something to that.
That's just to the teachers and employees, and maybe a lot more of the kids.
I think it's wonderful. So you want us to just kind of move this to the side until after?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Thank you for that.
Do we need to officially table it until after executive session, or just leave it?
Well, for now, it was information.
Okay.
When you come back to open that, you can take it up if you want to as an action item. That's what you have to decide.
All right.
Thanks, Jared, and those that helped you with that. That's excellent. We appreciate that. That's something that's been needed in our district to look at those salaries and appreciate that. Let's go to the superintendent's report.
Well, other than the action items, there's just a couple of things. I sent you a copy of a proposed agreement for the Scout Centennial activity.
Mm-hmm.
That's the agreement that they use with school districts around the nation.
Yeah.
We tailored it. JJ did some work on it and tailored it to our school district. But I just want to make sure, see if you had any questions on that. I'm sure they're going to come at some point in the next few months and want, you know, an agreement.
He received copies from me, but he has folded that off to their legal department for the scout. John said it looked very good to him, and he was just not heard back from that level yet. So that's what we are seeing.
You know, I did have one question. The agreement said that the restrooms would be available. Now, the ones down by the gym, you can lock out of the rest of the school, but the ones up by the office, there's no way to do that, is there?
I think we're just doing the locker room.
We're talking here next summer in July, I believe, anywhere from 500 to 1,000 Boy Scouts camped out at Canyon View Junior High, and their leaders, and their parents, and their
middle of June.
They're going to be doing some service projects, the removal of tamarisk and Santa Fe Swell and up the canyons, and they'll also have a lot of other activities going on for them that they will be. They do want use of school buses. We haven't. The contract basically said that that rate will be set at that time because we're not sure what the rate will be in a year.
Yeah.
But it would be whatever it costs us to operate those buses. So.
Right time of the
house. Ooh, there's a project.
Put it to work. Yeah,
haul them up to the mountain and let them chop thistles.
There
you go. They could get some
heavy-duty thistles back in. Also, just to remind you, there is a Leadership Academy. Sent you some information. We can send one board member, so if any of you have an interest and have not participated in that, just let me know. And I have also attached a candidate schedule for our opening school institute, which will be August 20th. There's a schedule there. We do need to have a board member to come on that day to welcome people back. On the back side of that is kind of an overview of the speaker for Institute, Brad Montgomery. We had initially tried to get a person that spoke at the elementary principal's midwinter conference who talked about motivation in class. And actually, it's on what we've asked for is someone who could talk about how you can use humor in the classroom, how you can make your classes interesting that way. That person was not available, but referred us to this person, and so we're hoping it's not just a stand-up comedy act, but we've asked them to deal with how to use humor in the classroom effectively, so we'll see what we get. But that's the tentative schedule, so
We will have one more board meeting before then, but if any of you have a burning desire to come, you're welcome. So Laura will either welcome them or appoint someone to come.
Okay, we'll do that.
So I think that's all I have.
Okay, thanks. Go ahead.
I just have one thing for everyone here. We're going to have, in conjunction with Opening Institute, benefits fair that's a little bit different than what we've normally done. It'll still be on the 20th, but we're going to have all of our vendors, and we've invited a few more than normal to come to the Museum of Santa Fe in their conference room that they have. They'll set up their booths there, and then we're going to have a family barbecue across the street for employees and or spouse and families.
Spouses.
Yeah. We want to make it a family event, so you can all come talk to the vendors, etc. We will be sending some flyers out with our checks, just the next couple of checks we send out. But it'll go from about 11 to 3.
And that's where we'll have
everyone come.
Lunch as far as Opening Institute. We'll end about noon, and then people go down there.
And Doug's going to barbecue, so.
I think that will be good. Doug's
going
to do
the moon color? Barbecue. That's a lot of burgers this morning.
I didn't know if he was going to barbecue Doug or if he was
going to barbecue. Depends on
We do have some items for executive session.
I move that we go into executive session for personnel items, correct?
I'll second that. All in favor? Aye. Any opposed? Thank you for coming in.
Oh my goodness. It's only 8 o'clock.
You might get home before dark.
You might not go. We might get him a motel room.
I might have been
first
heaven's good. Home pretty bad.
Well, we might make it
to the $3 an hour below the average. Different classifications of employees over
hard.
A 4 or 5 year cycle, and we'll review all of the benefits of all of the salaries comparable.
Brock left to go to the last and left his five kids, and Michelle came home with six. We have four little babies. Yeah. No, this last week. They're coming home tomorrow. But
you've got all the babies. Mm-hmm.
And Scott's attending them tonight, so we'll see. And the two little girls. So you
all are leaving the last long time.
Yeah, we can just kind of.
Would you come up now?
Can I? We're extending our meeting at school.
We're in Alaska to go.
I was home planning so she could go.
Oh, she looks fantastic.
Yeah. Okay. You're having a wedding.
Been married in September.
Oh.
Wonderful.
Who's he marrying?
A girl with. There we go. Is he
engaged? I'm going to let Jared explain the. Since we're talking about. The computer tech and the accounting payroll positions. We're trying to come up with something that's fair. We'd like all of our employees to be at the average. Jared has done a lot of studying, and hopefully he will go through all of the employees in the district over a 4-year period of time. So looking from these, I'm going to let him explain
Based on the salary survey and classification we did, I want to recommend to the board approving all the job descriptions that were presented tonight for Secretary 1 position, Secretary 2 position, payroll specialist, account payable specialist, electronics technicians, and audiovisual technicians, with the following changes based on our salary surveys. I'd recommend moving the electronics technician position from grade 16 to grade 19, and recommend changing the payroll specialist position to a payroll and accounting specialist position, with a change from grade 10 to grade 14.
I will move so.
I'll second that.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Any opposed?
Who seconded that?
I.
Okay, thank you.
Also, we need to talk about the immediate study on three other positions.
Yes, okay. Also recommend that we would immediately look at the transportation supervisor, maintenance supervisor, and audiovisual specialist positions, with a priority for classifying those positions as soon as possible.
Is that included in that motion?
Yeah.
Okay. Any other?
You're going to hand those out. I mean, you'll just get those to the job description to be approved.
Yes.
Yeah. Is Tommy still on? No.
We added a few things in executive session. We added a few things in executive session, Doug.
Yeah, don't read the fine print, whatever you do, just turn it
off. Hang my direct TV.
Okay, any other items?
Well, hey, when I come over, there was an accident out here by Wilbur.
Yeah,
looks like you probably came up on that traffic. I don't know what was the deal. Well, if I see you along the road, I'll stop.
Bye, guys.
See ya.
Okay, I make a motion that we can be into regular session.
I second it. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Okay, any other things that we need to discuss?
I second it.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed?
Who seconded the motion to come out?
Just take the pick.
It doesn't matter. Any
Roy,
one of us.
Okay.
Roy and
well, Roy,
and
got it. Are you
Sam?
Still
here?
Oh,
yeah. My eyes pulled it the whole way. They can only listen to it if it's subpoenaed to court or something. So.
Oh, good.
Because that would not be appropriate.
As after 1 year, I can destroy all the recordings because the minutes are the official.
Oh, good.
Really? After
so
a year?
1 year.
I really was not trying to.
Yeah, there's a few others. Years I'd like to.
They won't come
gone.
After us. The only way you can come after us
how
is if
you
have a citizen or an employee who questioned your executive session and they called the legislature or somebody or the attorney general and they would ask
for the open session. Open
session.
That is a control thing. I do. Yeah.
I guess each of the council members will be in the one city of... No,
no. You mean of the council members?
Yes, of them and the city employees. There are three city employees. I just don't know what's going on. It's like a control thing all of a sudden.
Yeah. Like I've got some power.
Yeah.
You know, some people do have problems with power. They have, when you get power, it's... It's really easy to...
I thought about a week ago.
It is the nature of most men when they gain
those powers. Yeah, there we are.
Exercise unrighteousness.
There you go.
The only thing I worry about is the height of it.
You can see 121.
If someone were to throw up like that full court shot, I could see it hitting the ceiling or something.
How's your
health?
It's good.
I think the floor in it looks really awesome.
I love that. And it gained too much weight.
With all the texture.
Really? Oh, I'm sorry.
Well, enjoy that live cool weather in Green River.
Yep. Probably down to about 95. So
you would have a watermelon or a cantaloupe.
You know, they just brought them out yesterday. The cantaloupes are out in honeydew.
Oh, they're just getting out there.
It's brilliant.
I'm really getting paranoid. About almost every morning, they ask me if I'm okay. Are you feeling okay? And do I look sick?
You look the same to me, if that makes you feel any better.
But it's almost every meeting she asks me about my health. Are you okay? Is that still recording?